Roman numeral number 4. Finally, brothers, what things are true, what things are dignified, what things are righteous, what things are pure, what things are lovely, what things are well spoken of. If there is any virtue, and if any praise, take account of these things. A. These virtues are the expression of God's attributes, lived out from within the pursuers of Christ, who is the embodiment of God. B. These virtues are six governing aspects of a life that lives Christ. 1. A life that lives Christ is true, ethically truthful, without any pretense or falsehood. 2. A life that lives Christ is dignified, honorable, noble, grave, solid, weighty, and worthy of reverence. 3. A life that lives Christ is righteous, right before God and man. 4. A life that lives Christ is pure, single in intention and action, without any mixture. 5. A life that lives Christ is lovely, lovable, agreeable, and endearing. 6. A life that lives Christ is well spoken of, renowned, of good repute, attractive, winning, and gracious. C. Virtue and praise are summing up of the six foregoing items, in all of which are some virtue or excellence and something worthy of praise. D. To be a proper human being is to express God through his divine attributes in our human virtues, to have a human life filled with Christ as the reality of the attributes of God.